AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Anora is the big winner at the Academy Awards.
Some blockbusters were in contention for Best Picture. That includes Wicked and Dune Part 2. But the winner is a story set at a strip club.
Anora.
It's kind of a fairy tale story without the fairy tale ending.
Like Cinderella.
Yes, Cinderella.
Star Mikey Madison won the Best Actress Oscar. Sean Baker won Best Director.
Watching a film in the theater with an audience is an experience. We can laugh together, cry together, scream in fright together, perhaps sit in devastated silence together. And in a time in which the world can feel very divided, this is more important than ever.
Adrian Brody won Best Actor for The Brutalist. Zoe Saldana won Best Supporting Actress for her role in Emilia Perez. And Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his performance in A Real Pain. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexico President Claudia Sheinbaum says her administration is waiting to see if President Trump makes good on his threat to impose 25% tariffs on Mexican imports. Sheinbaum says there's still the possibility she and Trump will speak. Markets are moving higher in early trading.
I'm Daniel Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 gained 0.3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. The market is relatively calm ahead of President Donald Trump's latest tariff deadline. Tariffs on Canada and Mexico are scheduled to start Tuesday after being delayed a month. Wall Street's hope is that Trump will ultimately go with policies that would mean less damage for the global economy. Wall Street is coming off a rocky few weeks, where it set a record and then dove amid worries about tariffs. Several big retailers, including Best Buy and AutoZone, will report their latest financial results this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
This is AP News. The world's most famous sled dog race begins later today. The AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race begins in Fairbanks, Alaska, Monday. It usually starts in Anchorage, where festivities kicked off over the weekend. But lack of snow forced the venue change. That means teams of 12 to 14 dogs will have to pull their mushers over 1,100 miles to the finish line in Nome. They should arrive in about 10 days. Musher Gabe Dunham says things look good for her team.
Last year I finished in 18th with a pretty young team. I had a bunch of two-year-olds in the team, and they came into Nome barking and wagging their tails. So we're going to try to repeat it on a little bit more of a schedule this year.
Only 33 mushers start this year's race, tied with 2023 for the smallest field ever. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.